Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Last week, the Trump administration said it would allow immigration officials to make arrests at schools and other sensitive locations. We've heard reports in other states like Colorado, where school officials have actually drafted plans to deny entry to ICE agents unless they have a warrant. Illinois has also issued guidance to schools. I'm joined now by Dr. Brad Skirdage, superintendent of the Collinsville School District. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know you oversee a diverse school district, and just in full disclosure, this is where my kids go to school. How concerned are you about potential immigration enforcement action on your campuses?
Well, when the information came out last week after the president's inauguration, there was a lot of information shared by legal counsel, Illinois State Board of Education, and other legal entities from around the state. And once you dig through all the information and see what's been provided and what our school policy says, as well as state and federal law, not a lot has changed, but there's been a lot of, in terms of our regulations, but there's just been a lot of movement throughout the country that's got everyone on angst.
So I know the state education officials have put out, guidance, and it kind of outlines what some of the current laws are that you said. So what are you being told about what rights those students have? You know, what limitations you might have as a district, et cetera?
It hasn't changed despite some of the information that's been put out there over the last 7 to 10 days. In order to talk to a student and possibly arrest a student on campus, they have to have a signed judicial warrant signed by a judge. And that has been in place longer than the last 10 days. That has been in place for as long as I can recall as the superintendent. And so we're still sticking kind of status quo with where we were, and nothing has changed from our perspective.
What conversations have you had with local law enforcement officials about what they can and cannot do to support schools?
Well, we have a great relationship with the Collinsville Police Department, Fairmont City Police Department, Caseyville Police Department, and Maryville Police Department. They're in our schools on a pretty regular basis with our SROs. And so almost everything that we've outlined, we already follow that we've talked about this morning. There's a difference when they're working with students in a counseling situation or the student needs help versus a crisis situation. But our SROs are very well versed in what is acceptable and what is not, as well as our principals and our teachers are working with our SROs. So they're pretty common in our schools and our halls, building relationships with kids, and we're grateful to have that.
What are you hearing from students right now about their concerns?
There's concerns. Obviously, when this was discussed on the campaign trail and then with the election, when that concluded in November to where we are today and in the last 10 days, there have been questions to staff members from students. There have been questions from parents to administrators. And just like any situation, we encourage them to call and ask. We will work through those concerns or challenges that they may be facing, and then really want to handle those one-on-one so that there is, if a specific conversation that you have as a parent or I have or anyone else has, it's better to have those conversations that way than put out just blanket communication that could cause more ruckus and concern. So we've really done, when those questions arise, handle them one-on-one situations and conversations.
If this would come to fruition, especially maybe with some of the older students that are more aware of what's happening in our country, what kind of guidance are teachers giving those students about how to handle this if there is an enforcement action on a campus?
It's highly unlikely, and I want to be really clear on that one, just based on the information that we have been provided, because I can, and despite the number of years we've been in education, or whether it was our kids or kids prior to that, there's not been, I think maybe, I can't recall one time that we have had a signed administrative warrant by a judge come to school. And so when we go to give advice, that when kids have questions, we direct them to our administrators to have conversations with them. Or if they have concerns about something going on in their life, we direct them to their counselor or our social worker, and let them navigate those conversations one-on-one. And like with any situation, if they don't know the answer, then we press pause, and we are human. We get some information, we'll follow back up with that child and clarify their question or assure them that they're going to be safe. But that's a pretty common practice. This just adds another element to what our staff and our administrators encounter on any given day.
Legally, does the district ask for immigration status of any families?
No public school in Illinois asks that. What we are required to collect in terms of information is birth certificates as well as residency. Those are the only two pieces that we are required to have on file for our students. And so, in terms of immigration status, that is not something we collect, nor do we have any plan to do that.
Have you seen any drop in attendance in maybe the last week?
And that's a great question. We've asked that and had those conversations, Megan. And as we go through that, the challenge we have is attendance was a little bit lighter, but also that was also paired with 12 inches of snow and sub-zero temperatures at the same time. So this week will probably be the time to gauge where our attendance is at. But last week we were pretty consistent with what we would see with winter weather and minus 15 wind chill. But this week will tell us if we've seen a decline. But as of right now, no. But we're going to see some a few more nor normal days of operation. So that'll give us a little more hardcore or hard case information.
Dr. Skurdich, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
You, Megan. Take care.
That is Dr. Brad Skurdich. He is superintendent of the Collinsville School District.